David Milanek now joins us on the line from Katz Milanek. They do all your taxes stuff, plenty more than that. David, thanks for hopping on with us here today.
Thanks for having me on, John.
We've played Stump the CPA a couple times on this program and on Let's Get Legal. It's always a blast, and I don't know if I'm going to stump you today, but this is something I've been wondering about as it comes around the time for charitable contributions. I'm so confused, and have been, with the changing rules about charitable contributions the past few years. What is the rule for this year in terms of deductions on your taxes?
Yeah, so it turns out that the above the line deduction actually is going away.
Okay.
At the end of 2021. So starting with 2022 and beyond, you still have the ability to itemize your deduction, but you do have to exceed the itemization threshold for a single filer. That's around $12,500, it's around $19,000 for a head of household, and for married filing joint, it's about $25,000.
Now, this wasn't the rule last year, right? Last year, we were able to do it on top of that.
Yeah, so for 2020 and 2021, I think it was pandemic-related, they allowed a charitable contribution above-the-line deduction. For individuals, it was $300. For married filing joint, it was $600. And so for the last 2 years, you've been able to take at least a small amount above the line, even if you had the standard deduction.
Right. And now this has really been changed since the Trump tax cuts went into place, or the tax plan went into place a couple of years ago, right? Because they doubled the standard deduction. You know, for a lot of people, the charitable donation would put them over the standard deduction because it was way lower. Now that it's way higher, it's almost harder to beat that threshold, which for a lot of people is great, right? I mean, there's a lot of reasons why that's a good thing. But this maybe is one reason why people would be a little disincentivized to donate as opposed to previous years. Am I reading that correct?
Oh, yeah, the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act really put a dent in the incentive for people to make charitable contributions, which is unfortunate because that was something that that obviously charities didn't want. But that increase in the standard deduction amount, it used to be when I started doing this stuff way back several years ago. Basically, I could tell if someone was going to get a standard deduction or an itemized deduction by one simple thing: are you a homeowner? If you're a homeowner, you're going to get the itemized deduction. If you're not a homeowner, you're not going to get the itemized deduction in all likelihood. But when they doubled the standard deduction, not only did they double the standard deduction, they took away exemptions, which actually hurts larger families. And then they also took away several of the things you can itemize on the itemized deduction. Basically, they were trying to get a whole lot more people stuck with the standard deduction, basically.
Right. And it was higher, so that could be good. But for a lot of people, it ended up being not a good thing. We're talking with David Milanek from Katz Milanek. KatzMilanek.com. That's KatzMilanek.com. You can also reach David, who is a whiz at this stuff, 708-914-8220. 708-914-8220. I said we played Stump the CPA a couple times because you know the ins and outs of all this stuff. Is there anything else here at the end of the year we should be thinking about as we get ready for, you know, when we start filing our taxes next year? I know that's a loaded question, but maybe just one or two tips for people here in the last couple of weeks of the year?
Well, so now is the time to do your tax planning. No matter what it is that your situation is, now is the time to do your tax planning. You want to sit down, you want to figure out, okay, am I on track to get a refund? If not, what do I need to do to change that? If there's nothing I can do this year, okay, well, maybe I can take the next 6 months and pay off what I owe if I have some sort of liability. And then plan for next year a little bit better so that way I don't have to owe. Also, if you're in the gig economy or you're basically being paid as an independent contractor, a lot of people don't really know what that means. What that means is that you're effectively your own business. So if you're gonna be treated as your own business, you might as well make yourself your own business. This is a great time to get yourself incorporated and file an election to be taxed as a small business corporation. It allows you to save up to 15% on on your taxes just off the top, because you don't have to pay a pesky little tax called the self-employment tax. Also gets you out of any legal liability that you might have from owning a business.
Interesting. So even in the gig economy, if you're in that world, create yourself as a business, you're going to lose having to pay that 15% off the top, is what you said, and it creates some protections for you if something in your, you know, self-employed business that you do here, if something goes wrong, you're a little more protected as an individual.
Yeah, absolutely, because if you're doing services through a business, then that business is legally liable for whatever happens, and if you need to, you can just kind of ditch the business if you really need to.
And but, David, you can help out. You can help people set all of that stuff up for them.
Oh yeah, absolutely. And I also have a guarantee. If I tell you to incorporate, and you do not save at least the amount I charged you in taxes in the first year after you incorporate, I will refund you the difference.
Whoa. That's how confident you are that people will save a ton of money by incorporating versus not, that you'll say, look, whatever that difference is, or if I charged you more than you saved, you'll make that difference back.
Absolutely.
Wow. That's a guarantee. I like that. 708-914-8220. That sounds like a test for people, a challenge, if you will. But I trust you, David. You seem to know this stuff in and out, and look forward to chatting with you in the future. 708-914-8220. And David, this is kind of a dumb question, but I think it'll put a finer point on it. What percentage of people out there are paying too much in taxes, don't get the refund they should be getting out of the general population? 0 to 100. What percent of people do you think?
I'd say probably 80, if I was being honest. You got a lot of people out here that don't know the tax law, and because they don't know the tax law, they're paying too much into it. If you want, like John said, give us a call, 708-914-8220. Now's the perfect time to do your tax planning. I also wanted to briefly mention that we are doing a food and coat drive.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
Currently. We have a food and coat drive going on in the local area in Homewood, and then anybody's welcome to donate. We're gonna collect all this stuff, and then we're gonna give it out to as many charities as we can at the end. And also, we're gonna determine who is the person who gives us the most, and that person we're gonna give $500 off services in the following year.
So just gently used coats, is that what you're looking for, and other things along that line?
Gently used, if you can afford to bring a new one, that'd be great. But I mean, whatever works, anything that can keep people warm. And then also, obviously, you know, it's holiday time. Nobody wants to go to bed with an empty stomach,
yeah,
you know?
For sure. Hey, David, so, I appreciate all you do. KatzMilanek.com is where people can get more information. KatzMilanek.com. We'll do it again soon, David. Talk soon, okay?
All right. Thanks, John. Right, always a pleasure.